we will be able to live our destinies fully. It will cause us to collectively engage all areas of our world, from churches to brothels, to be God's love to them, and to see God transform and restore them. I wrote this book to boast in what God is doing and to help you and those around you be transformed by hearing this voice of love. You will discover the kind of transformation that can happen when we partner with God, when we see with His eyes, do what He does, and speak what He speaks. His love creates opportunities for us to align ourselves with the truth and goodness to empower us to be who He created us to be. His love will help you and those around you to thrive. Who knows how God might want to bring new healing, peace, and strength to your heart? Who knows how He might want to use you to reach others through hearing His voice of love? I want to ignite your faith and invite you to a realm you may have never imagined was available to you. It is more available than what many would guess. I do ask that you suspend your belief system, be open to being activated and charged by these stories. Go on a journey of discovering the voice for yourself. Do what the Jews in Acts 17:11 did. They received the message about God and God's love, and they searched the scriptures to see if the message was true. I pray that your eyes will be open to see God's love in ways that are beyond what you could imagine. Begin or continue your journey as you let your faith be jump-started through these stories.
Forward. I've released you from your work here. My dad turned toward my mom as he said, "Jan, you won't believe what the Lord just said to me." Her immediate response was, "No, I will, because the Lord just said the same thing to me. He's released us from our work here." That was the voice of the Lord in 1973. So when it comes to the idea of hearing God's voice, I immediately think of that season in time when my mom and dad first received their marching orders from the Lord, leading to the founding of what we know today as TBN. Those seven unmistakable words resulted in the world's largest and most watched faith and family broadcaster, now reaching more than 175 nations across the earth with inspirational and entertaining programming 24 hours a day in 14 languages and on 32 networks around the globe. But why wouldn't God speak to His children this way? Jesus Himself declared, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Contextually, Jesus spoke this to the devil during His desert experience while being tempted with all the kingdoms of this world. But that's how paramount the Word of God is. Some seem to believe that every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God has already been spoken or written in the canonized scriptures. However, I believe such a mindset is shortchanging an eternal God who is still calling things into existence today for those who are willing to listen to the still, small voice and follow. Over the years of following Him, many of us in Christendom have experienced this truth and understand that God's voice is ongoing and both loving and instructive to His children, very much along the lines of Jeremiah 29:11. "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Laurie and I experienced this personally when we felt unmistakably called to Hollywood, producing motion pictures by God's grace. One, The Omega Code, to become The Hollywood Reporter's number one independent film of the year. But we also heard it just as clearly when we were abruptly called back out of Hollywood to walk away from the company we'd built and rejoin the staff of TBN, having no idea at the time we would one day be leading the ministry. I truly appreciate Sean's chapter on prophecy and life direction, where he aptly says, "Encounters with God help us get in touch with our God-given identity, and our lives naturally change directions as a result. And sometimes, when we are simply walking with God through regular seasons of life, we sense that following His plan means making a massive life change." I'm sure that if you've been walking with God for any length of time, you too have experienced both the regular seasons of life and perhaps the upheaval of massive life change. But one thing is for sure, walking with God and listening to every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God in your life is never boring. His ways are higher than ours. Through the Eyes of Love will forever codify in your heart of hearts the fact that God loves His children enough to be intimately involved in their relationships, starting with Himself, their marriages and families, personal identities, restoration when needed, finances, and their lives' direction. Enjoy this book. I certainly did. Matt Crouch.
1. Connecting with the Father. What would change if you looked at your life with a scale of love weighing every